Good afternoon, sir. My name is Dr. Stax. I'm the company's chief of medicine, and I'll be performing the final phase of your pre-employment screening. I see from your chart that you've already had a thorough exam by one of our staff doctors, and it looks like your lab results came back without any red flags. Overall, I'd say you're healthy and in good shape for someone your age. However, I will need to perform a few more tests to make sure you possess proper sexual functionality. Yes, sir, you heard me correctly. The company insists on a comprehensive medical examination, and that does include a check of your reproductive system. In a few moments, I'll collect a sperm sample, but first I need to perform a preliminary inspection. If you would come stand here, please. Yes, right here in front of me. And now drop your pants. Yes, sir, please drop your pants. I need to inspect your penis. I'm sorry, sir, but this is quite necessary. The penile inspection is mandatory. You do want the company to hire you, correct? Okay, then. Just stand still for me and keep your arms at your sides, please. I'm going to undo your pants and pull them down. Okay, your penis appears to be normal. Your testicles, too. I will need to observe that you obtain and maintain a full erection. Are you comfortable stimulating yourself manually while I observe? No, I understand. Many men your age are very apprehensive about masturbating in front of a complete stranger. Would you like me to assist you in developing an erection? Yes, I'm serious. I am a medical professional, and I have no problem in manipulating your penis for you so that it becomes hard. So don't worry. This is a purely scientific exercise. I should warn you that I will not be stimulating your penis with my hand. I've found that using my mouth is much more effective. Let's begin, shall we? Your erection is developing rather quickly. I can feel your penis rapidly engorging as I lick and suck it. Yes, I believe your penis is almost fully erect. You're maintaining a full erection with continued low-intensity stimulation. You're doing so well, sir. I should be able to give you my recommendation if you can sustain my mouth sucking your penis for a few more minutes. So try to hold on a little bit longer. Something wrong, sir? Your body is tensing up and... Yes, I can definitely feel some sort of tremor when my tongue laps against the head of your penis. You're not about to ejaculate, are you? Oh my... I didn't expect you to ejaculate so prematurely, and I didn't expect you to ejaculate into my mouth. I wish you had warned me. If I'd known you were about to come, I would have taken the opportunity to collect a sperm sample, but instead I accidentally swallowed it all. Do you have a history with premature ejaculation? That's too bad. But being a premature ejaculator, it won't necessarily disqualify you from getting hired into the company. Not unless you fail to achieve and maintain an erection long enough to engage in sexual intercourse. That is the next portion of the examination. I need to make sure you don't also suffer from performance anxiety or erection loss when confronted with full sex. But before we can begin, I will need to suck your penis until it gets hard again. There's a time limit for achieving a secondary erection. If your penis doesn't get hard within the first 30 minutes of me sucking and licking it, I will have to terminate the examination. Do you understand? Okay, let's try this again. Oh, good. Your erection is coming back. A short refractory period is always a positive indicator. Think you are sufficiently erect. I'm going to have you lay on the exam table while I climb into your lap and straddle you. No, sir, we won't be using a contraceptive. I can't authorize the use of a condom for this part of the examination. Not with your condition. The latex barrier would deaden the sensation to your penis, which might cause an artificially delayed ejaculation. I'm going to have to insist on bareback sex. It wouldn't be a fair representation of your ability if we were spared the pleasure of my sweet wetness gripping your penis. Yes, accidental pregnancy is a possibility, but that's a risk I'm willing to take for scientific accuracy. And besides, I'm going to dismount you before you have another orgasm. I plan to finish you off with my hand so I can collect the sperm sample. But first, I'm going to have sex with you. Try to relax as I lower myself onto your penis. And slide myself up and down on top of you. I can feel your penis. It feels so... It feels so... Here, let me undo my top. I want you to lick and suckle my large breasts. It will help you stay hard. That's right. Taste my huge breasts as I ride your erect penis. Do you feel you'd like you might ejaculate soon? Would it help if I kissed you? I can use my tongue if you think it will help. You seemed to like it earlier when I wrapped my tongue around the tip of your penis. What's happening? Sir, are you ejaculating again already? Are you ejaculating inside me? I can feel your penis spilling your semen. It's jerking and throbbing. It feels so good. I can feel you feeling me up to your semen. That was unfortunate. You had another premature ejaculation. Don't worry. I think I'll still be able to approve your application. Your penis seems to function properly. Perhaps even a little too well. Your performance was technically adequate, and I believe that with time I can help alleviate your premature ejaculation condition. You will need to come to my office a few times a day for at least 6 months for sexual sensation and arousal therapy. The only way to limit the frequency of your premature ejaculation episodes is to systematically expose your penis to increasing levels of direct sexual stimulation. Essentially, I want to train your penis to accept intense sexual pleasure without popping too early. I'm going to make this my top priority, and I will clear my schedule so I can personally administer your treatment as often as possible.